The wines from Chile, they've always been very value-oriented, and we've always known that. But now what they've really done is they've gone from really mass-producing wines to really creating more artisanal wines. And we've always known them for Carmenere. They're actually getting away from Carmenere for the exports. We're seeing a lot more interesting wines coming into the States. Wonderful prices.
And you've got some things that Sauvignon Blanc fans will be happy to hear.
Absolutely. And don't let the price tag fool you on this one. The 2011 Casa La Pastole Sauvignon Blanc from the Rapel Valley. This wine is just bursting with fresh fruit and ready to go. Fragrant scents of great fruit, citrus dominate the nose, little lemon peel in there, which I really like. And it continues on in the mouth where you have crisp acidity that brings out additional flavors of green melon. And then the mineral finish is just perfect for, I literally think about this wine and I want a plate of oysters with it. It's beautiful. $10.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Very good. I'll be looking for that one. What about in terms of Chardonnay?
Well, again, let's go back to the 2011 Casa La Pastole Chardonnay. This is from the Casablanca Valley. I like this wine because it's a little bit different for Chardonnay. It's got little notes of pineapple and peaches in there, and it's really evenly balanced. It's sort of this buttery, toasty finish that kind of grabs my attention. I really like it. I think it'd be great with, you know, an assortment of soft cheeses. $11.
Wow. And this is impressive. You say there's a valley down in Chile that has been compared to the famed Bordeaux Valley of France. Not too shabby. Tell us about one of the wines from there.
Yeah, the Colchagua Valley is called the Medoc of Chile, which is the reference to the famous wine growing region in Bordeaux. The 2010 Laura Hartwig Cabernet Sauvignon Reserva is from the Colchagua Valley, and it is beautiful. It's made from 30-plus-year-old grapevines. It produces a rich and powerfully structured wine. I think of this wine, and it's really worth twice the price they're charging. Lush flavors of jammy black fruit, ripe dark cherries, black plums, cream de cassis. It just coats the entire tongue. And then you get kind of this little mint on the back end, which is kind of a pop. I think this would be just perfect with, say, a grilled leg of lamb. $16.
Oh my gosh.
Just so love this wine.
A lot of these wines you've been talking about are younger wines. Do you have anything a little more mature?
Yeah, like I wish I was.
No, don't.
If you're looking for something with a little age on it like me, the 2007 Simone Grand Reserva is a great bet. This is a red wine blend, possesses notes of ripe red berries, cedar. It reminds me actually of a super Tuscan wine from Italy. It's fruit-driven flavors of red cherry, blackberries, just a lovely little pop of chocolate and pepper on the back end. Really nice, well-rounded finish. I could just dig into this with like a hearty meat stew or maybe a bowl of chili.